much for the time. What a start it's been for Groton football, off to a perfect 4-0 start. How would you assess the season so far?
Well, I think we're moving the ball offensively. I think the main thing is us staying healthy. We have we don't have a huge number of players. We just moved up three players from modified, three ninth graders to kind of help out on scout D and to help us if we get down with some players. We had 16 to start out. One got injured, and so we had 15 players, which isn't a whole lot of players when you're even an eight man. So biggest thing for us, stay healthy, keep to our defensive plan, and discipline football.
And starting off on the defensive side, you're only allowing about 10 points per game so far. I mean, what's been going right on defense?
Well, I think our defensive coordinator, Justin Elbro, does a great job preparing our team every week. He breaks stuff down. I think our line coach also prepares our guys up front to handle blocks and shed them and get to the ball. So I think just our preparation and our hard work on defense is really the key to our success. And we have athletes.
And then offensively, I mean, there are so many weapons. Got to start with quarterback Austin Hunt, all-star last year. He'll probably do it again the way he's playing. But what have been some improvements you've seen in him from last season to this one?
I think he's a better leader this year. I think he's got a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger. Obviously, with the maturity, you start understanding the game a little bit better. You become a student of the game. And I think he understands looking at offense or looking at defenses and understands the importance of getting yardage, finding open guys down the field when he needs to, or just tucking the ball and getting yardage for a first down. He's just an outstanding leader. I've coached his kids since he's been 5 years old. That actually, honor of coaching all these kids since they've been about 5 years old. So I'm pretty neat to have the perspective I've had to have these kids since they've been 5 years old coaching up through their ranks.
And the ground game has been especially strong with Nick Karandeev. I mean, what's it been like having such a talented running back at your disposal?
He's just a strong runner. He's quick. He's explosive. He's not afraid to, hit any hole he sees. And he's just a hard-running kid and tough kid. Enjoys the game. I think when you're enjoying the game and you're having success, I think that it makes you feel a little more comfortable, a little more confident. And I just think he's enjoying the game. He's kind of sat behind, a couple of years. He sat behind, my son Caleb Manning. And he sat behind, Jeter Neff last year, which were both incredible running backs. And it's his turn, and he's shining. So it's been a pleasure to have be a coach and have running backs that are when you lose one, you get the next one, this next man up, and so that's been 3 years in a row we've had the next man up, and they've done an incredible job for us.
And going to the game against Moravia, Ben DiMattia was the standout player, great as a receiver, recovered the onside kick, had the game sealing pick. I mean, how impressed have you been by Ben on all three fronts, really?
Well, Ben is a great athlete. I have been, as I said, same thing. I've coached him since a very young age, 5 years old. He wants to win just like all the other players. And he's quick. He's quick. He's understands the game. We switched up him on to number seven from Moravia, which number seven seems to catch the ball pretty much wherever he threw it. Ben kind of went up and matched up better with him with his size and strength. And, Ben's a big playmaker. He likes the game, enjoys the game, and we all want to have one goal in mind. That's to win every single contest we're in.
Again, we're here with head coach of Groton football, Joe Manning, on game day. I want to go back to that Moravia game, talk more about it. You guys were down by as many as 10 points, were able to complete a great comeback. What does that say about this team, about their resiliency and ability to bounce back through adversity when through the first three games you didn't have to do that?
You know, that's what we spoke to them about halftime. Said, listen, we can, we haven't had adversity all season long. Now we've got some. Either we're going to come out and try to put it to this team, or we're going to fold, And so, I mean, with the talent level we have, these kids rose to the occasion. And still, we let some big plays go. I mean, you take those big plays away, take those center screens away, and we walk away pretty good. But, we fought, we battled, and, came out on top.
So this is now the second season that the program is in 8-man football. What have been some of the adjustments you've seen in players who are used to 11-man football, what they've had to go through?
You know, I don't know if it's to me, it's kind of the same game. I talked to Ralph Becker when I first started 2 years ago. I had brought him over the summer, and great talented coach. He's been around this area for a really long time. Brought him over and I said, you know, what are some of the secrets of this game? He says, you know what? There really isn't any secrets. It's really no different. Once you get used to playing it, it's weird. My kid plays college football, and I watch obviously college football on the TV and pro football. It just looks so weird to see 11 men out there anymore. But you know, you're taking two of your linemen away and one of your speed backs. I like it, or one of your skill positions. I like it. Now that they've shrunk the field down to 40 yards, I think it keeps people more honest. It's a little tougher, hard-nosed football, which I always like to coach. I like to coach tough running football teams, and I think we have that this year in our stats. Even against Marine, we hit 300 yards, and it's a speed game, and we're loaded with speed this year. We have a lot of talented athletes, some all over the field, not, you know, only just Ben, Nick, Austin. We've got, you know, Mason. We've got Callum. We have a lot of talented athletes that can really move the ball. And our line's all returning back. Our offensive and defensive line returning back. We had Junior really step up the game, Garrett Moffitt, this year. And he's been a monster at, defensive end and linebacker for us. So I think just getting the kids in the right positions, obviously, just like anything, as a coach, you find where you got to get your kids and get the most out of your kids. So, I look at football now, and it's weird to look at 11-man. So, it's a little different, a little different transition. But I think, with our size of school, we had to make that move, or we wouldn't have 11-man football program.
And Friday's game will be the first time you're playing on the new turf at Ross Field, but you've had a couple practices under your belt there. How have those been going so far?
It's, we're obviously, everyone's kind of battling for practice on the turf. We go tonight at 6, so it's a little bit later on practice. But, you know, it's a beautiful field. It beats slopping around the mud. You get so much more accomplished. You're not fighting with mud all over. You're not falling in the mud. And it's just a beautiful complex. The village or the town voted on, and I think it's going to get a ton of use. I think we're the only team this year that hasn't played a contest on yet. We had youth football on it, you know, modified soccer, both levels, varsity soccer, both levels. So we're really looking forward for our last four home games. Now it looks like the bleachers are finally done. They got done yesterday. So we're really, really looking forward to moving up and, getting into that stadium and utilizing it for the next four Fridays and maybe five.
All right, final question for you before I let you go. Last season, made it to the Section 4 8-man final, lost to Spencer Vanette and Kander. What's it going to take now to win the Section 4 8-man title this season?
Well, I think there's, you know, a couple rules changed in IA season and Section 4, so that team wouldn't even be able to play this year in 8-man, and they shouldn't have been able to play last year. So take that team out of the equation, and I say we win it last year. This year, we got to stay healthy. We got to stay tough. We got to stay focused. We got to stay disciplined, and just take one game at a time, prepare for each battle weekly, and get a section championship and then move on to whoever we face in the conference.
All right, Coach. Again, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck to you on Friday, and best of luck to you for the rest of the season.
Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate the interview, and we'll talk to you soon.